Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Making plans is important, and a list can be very valuable. Please join us today as the Bible has some instructions to help us with that process.
I know the plans I have for you, declares my Lord. Ooh, yeah. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. These are the plans. These are the plans. These are the plans I have for you. Your word never fails. These are the plans. Did you hear?
These are
the land. These are the plans. These are the plans. These are the plans. These are the plans I have for you.
Lord, your word tells us that we can make our plans, but it is always, always more wise to ask you for wisdom. It's always best to let you lead and for us to follow. You provided pretty clear instructions for how we should plan, how to make a list, goals, dreams. Thank you for your word that guides us into all truth. Father, only you know the future. You love us, and you know what is best for us, all things considered. It just makes sense for us to seek wisdom and direction from you. Unfortunately, there are many times in our flesh we just jump into a project without consulting the instructions found in your word, without looking into scripture, without prayer or asking your spirit to guide us as we think things through. And there are other mature Christians that are perfectly willing and able to come alongside of us and share what you have taught them. God, please help us to listen to your scripture, to actually hear it, and then to apply it to our lives as we spend this time together. We thank you in advance for what you're about to teach us, to conform us to the image of your Son. Amen.
Thank you. to the flames of another trial. When you feel like your heart has had all it can take, and nothing is there left to break, in the heat of the fire he will pull you through. When you don't understand, he has tried and true. No matter
we truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. Thanks for listening. This is Call to Worship. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. This is where you'll learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. Our most recent addition is the 24/7 online music Christian Oldies station. From home, visit christianoldies.com and click on Listen Now or On the Go. Download the Live 365 app, then go to Christian Oldies. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
faced a mountain of desperation. You have climbed, you have fought, you have won. But this valley that lies coldly before you casts a shadow. Just when you thought you had it all together, you knew every verse to get you through. But this time all the sorrow broke more than just your heart, and your friends with all those answers just won't. Answers aren't enough. There is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there. Instead of asking, why did it happen? Think of where it could lead you from here. And as your pain is slowly easing, you can find a greater reason. Safe and peaceful refuge.
Here's a hint. Your bucket list should always be written in pencil and be prefaced with, "Not my will, but thine be done."
Each turn is so uncertain. I learned to walk by faith, but you gave me a promise that you would never leave. You will lead and guide me, Lord, I do believe.
Lead me,
sweet, God leads His
Do you make a list for things that you want and or need to accomplish? The young, or young at heart, make a list of dreams and goals. Well, when folks get a little older or due to health issues and problems, well, they realize that their time is short. Well, they sometimes make a bucket list. That term refers to things that they want to accomplish before they kick the bucket, so to speak. I learned the value of making lists at a fairly early age, and I've grown to live by them. As a matter of fact, as I'm producing this program, I see two lists right here on the counter in my studio. One is for a call that I need to make each day until I get in contact with that particular company. The other list has just five things on it, but things that I hope to accomplish today. Well, Scripture provides some pretty good guidance and instructions for us regarding our goals and desires. As we consider our to-do list, we should ask God for wisdom and guidance. James 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. As you ask God for guidance, his vision, his wisdom, then be sure that it matches his law, meets with Scripture, his word. Proverbs 29, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. And the same reference, Proverbs 29:18, in the King James Version, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. When we pray, asking God for direction for his list for us, he can and will use many different ways to show us. It could be through his word, counsel from a mature Christian friend, and even uses circumstances to lead us. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Having desires, goals, and aims are okay, but don't get caught up in your own project. Consider the example of the Tower of Babel, how that God made it very clear that they were to multiply and fill the entire earth. Well, they had different plans. Here are God's instructions to Adam and Eve from Genesis 1, and then he reminds Noah after the flood and his family, and that's in chapter 9. So Genesis 1, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then Genesis 9, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Without respect to what God had made clear, the descendants of Noah made their own plans and goals for a project. We find this detailed in Genesis 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Well, when you think about doing things on your list, remember to stay open to God's direction and his timing. Know that despite what and how you think things will go, God knows what is best for you. Always keep the perspective that Father knows best. Proverbs 16, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. And Jeremiah 29:11, familiar to most of us, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And then Romans 8, 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many, many brethren. And then in James 4, come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. In other words, don't fail to do this. Actively seek his plan, his will for your list.
Why?
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been reminded how to best make our plans, our to-do list or bucket list, and to do so according to God's will, not our own. I sincerely hope that this time has been a significant part of your worship. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator, King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, then God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. I look forward to hearing from you. Please invest a few moments to contact us by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website. That's calltoworship.us. And when you're led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And Romans 8:28 and 29. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
Work together.